I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ethnic violence in Northeast India has killed 70 people so far and forced 35,000 to flee for their lives. Local church partners tell Bibles for the World's John Podaiti.
Approximately 1,900 houses have been attacked and destroyed, and over 200 dead bodies collected by the police have not been identified, and there are many, many still missing.
Bibles for the World supports church partners as they share Christ's love with people in need. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
We are seeing the body of Christ locally coming together in support of the people. Three of our church properties now are being utilized as refugee camps. Our seminary, which happens to be on summer break right now, has a dormitory that we are turning over to the relief work.
And four Muslim students at Indonesia's Tuku Umar University were expelled for posting Happy Good Friday on social media. The post was supposed to be a gesture of support for minority Christians in Indonesia. However, the university chancellor announced that the students had committed apostasy and had to be re-Islamized. Bruce Allen with FMI shares from their local Christian partners.
Most Indonesians who are aware of the incident are embarrassed by the chancellor's actions, not the four students' post. Mana says as part of Indonesia, the chancellor should appreciate these students. The four students have shown respect to other religions and have been a good example of Indonesia's motto, unity in diversity.
Pray for Indonesian Christians crossing religious boundaries to share the gospel with their Muslim neighbors. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.